7 past the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Heather's here, Jennifer's here, Richie's here. Later on in the hour, we talk about Pete Rose and also what you need to know about your car air conditioning. I've invited Scott Fardulis, who is a fellow connected to these longevity products that I've been talking about. Matter of fact, I think, Scott, you're the rookie of the year when it comes to selling these products around the country or to your friends. You get started selling to friends and relatives, right?
That is correct, Doug.
And how did you find this stuff? What was your health picture? What was it that attracted you at first to have a team and now connected to the Doug Steffen team at DougSteffenTeam.com? What was going on with you and your health?
I always wanted to make a difference in the lives of people from a health standpoint. When I was younger, meaning about 10 years ago, I watched my dad have a heart attack right in front of me. Mm. And let me tell you, that is an eye-opening experience. And I just really believe that there was no excuse why anyone should have to watch a relative undergo that kind of experience. And fortunately, my father lived.
Good.
And I had an opportunity to meet Dr. Wallach in person, and he really had an impact on my life.
Joel Wallach came up with this idea. When I first was associated with this company, it wasn't called Youngevity. It was called Longevity. And it's turned its focus onto into the premise of getting you to understand that you don't have to grow old in the sense that you become frail and weak and out of health. I'm very blessed that I have great health at my age, and it's because I've been conscious of it. And a lot of you may be at different ages, but you can do the same sort of thing. So your dad, did you find these products as a result of your dad's experience, or had you found them already and you got him onto them?
I actually had developed the As Slim As Possible product. We call it ASAP for short.
Right.
The top six killers right now are heart disease, cancer, stroke, respiratory disease, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. And obesity is right at the core of these top issues that we just discussed.
All right, so how do these tie into some of the other things that I've talked about? If you go to DougSteffenTeam.com, you see the 90 for life, 90 essential nutrients. They're tied into these other things that are important for supplementation, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so what is the common denominator here? What is it that we all need to know and we need to have in our bodies? If you can summarize that in a few seconds.
Absolutely. You know, there's something we call 90 for life, and Dr. Wallach talks about how there's 90 essential nutrients that everyone needs every day of their lives for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And really, unless we're getting those 90 essential nutrients, we're not doing ourselves any favors. I think one of his favorite quotes, and one that I certainly adhere to, is this: it's not what you eat that kills you, it's what you don't eat
yes.
that kills you.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line. Scott, thank you. My advice, or I guess our suggestion, is you visit DougSteffenTeam.com and listen to some of Dr. Joel Wallach's lectures. Make a lot of sense. Join the Doug Steffen team. Go to DougSteffen.com or call 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Our thanks to Scott Fardulis and his 90 for Life campaign, helping people get healthy, stay healthy.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to go over some of the important health and medical news that you will either hear about or be questioning this week. The FDA has approved a couple of different drugs, one that was highly anticipated, Ken. This pill supposedly helps you lose weight. Don't you love pills that help you lose weight?
Exactly. It's been 1999 since the FDA approved any drug to lose weight, and in the past couple of months, they've approved two.
That was Fen-Phen, wasn't it?
Well, Fen-Phen was back a long time
ago. Was it longer than that ago? Yeah.
Yes. But
how'd that work out for you?
Not well at all. None of these have worked out well, and that's
right.
Why you need to be really cautious.
God.
Meridia was also one besides Fen-Phen that was approved in the past, and Meridia increased the risk of heart attack and stroke. But the news this week is about Quizmia. This was approved this past Tuesday. It's the most effective of a new generation of anti-obesity drugs. Doug, Quizmia is approved for patients who are overweight or obese and also have at least one weight-related condition, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol. In the two studies that were done, one group lost 6.7% of their body weight. The other group lost 8.9% of their body weight. This was being on the drug for a whole year. But this drug is not without any side effect concerns. It increases the heart rate. It should not be used in anyone who has unstable heart disease or a history of a stroke. It should not be used in a pregnant woman because it will have very adverse effects on a fetus.
It should not be used at all. This is ridiculous. Go on a diet. Get on an exercise program. Eat the right foods. This stuff, we've become a society so dependent on pills. Give me a pill. Give me a pill. Give me a pill. And in these circumstances, they certainly have not worked out well at all. So what makes you think this wouldn't be any different? I mean, looking at all of this, is some of the heaviest drug news that we've had for a long time. They're really right at it. That must mean, well, wait a minute, it's political season. I wonder how much money is being given to the various candidates by the drug companies. Interesting.
Well, actually, there's been a lot of pressure on the FDA to approve an obesity drug because of the obesity epidemic. But I certainly agree with you. Diet and exercise are first and most important, and you should only go near these drugs if you've failed everything else, and this is not the best first way to go.
But you know as well as I do, people go to their doctors and convince them to give them the pill. Give me the pill. Give me the pill. Give me the pill.
People have put a lot of pressure on the FDA to approve these things.
Yeah, well, not the least of which is the drug companies stand to make a lot of money selling this stuff. All right, next drug is Truvada. What does that do?
For the first time, Doug, the FDA has approved the use of a pill to prevent HIV infection in uninfected, high-risk people. It's been approved for use by healthy, at-risk individuals, including gay and bisexual men and heterosexual couples with one HIV-infected person. You might think of it as a chemical condom.
A chemical condom. So who's pushing this?
Well, that's a good question, because you would think that if people practice safe sex and use condoms, there are a subgroup of people who just absolutely refuse to use condoms. And there is a government mission to get down the number of people infected with HIV.
And that's good. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It just, I don't know.
It's a costly drug, about $26 a day, $10,000 a year, and it does have a list of side effects, including gastrointestinal, bone, and kidney problems.
Great. All right, next drug approved is Prepopic. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Prepopic? Yeah.
Most people will say it's the PrEP, not the actual colonoscopy, which is the worst part of it. And this has been approved by the FDA. It's a new PrEP for adults preparing for colonoscopy. That's the diagnostic procedure to inspect the colon's inner lining. The cleansing regimen consists of two packets of powder, each dissolved in water, and it's taken at different times before a colonoscopy.
And the last item on the drug news list this week, an anemia drug.
This is some hope. From a drug already approved by the FDA called Ferraheme. It's an injectable iron replacement drug. And this has been approved for people with iron deficiency anemia and kidney disease. The good news is that this appears to work in all forms of iron deficiency anemia.
Really? All right, so lots of drugs approved. Be interesting to see a year from now or 2 years from now how many are still around, how many are working. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us here on the Good Day program.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Autoglass.
So you think all autoglass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Dr. Ken's presentation brought to you by the folks who have brought you Cardiol with 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce high cholesterol levels and lower the blood problems that come from high triglycerides. Users report excellent results in 1 month. You get a free 30-day supply of FDA-registered Cardiol by calling 888-809-6424 or going online to cardiol.net/Doug and click on the Dr. Ken free trial. Free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself how to eliminate the problems of high cholesterol, high triglycerides. Can't do any better than that. You pay shipping and handling. That's the story. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over
$700, plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Find something different when we're talking about the average white band and picking up the pieces. Isn't there another average?
But isn't this good enough?
Yeah, but it's all the same. It's now, every time you make reference to the average white band, it's always picking up the pieces. Jennifer, isn't there a better song or Heather that we can find from the average white band? I don't profess to know another one, but there's got to be another one someplace. Nobody knows.
I'm a big fan. I think this is a great song.
But it's overplayed.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's overplayed. All right, birthdays. What? What?
What?
What did Jennifer start to say?
I didn't say anything. No, that was me.
Well, it's about time you said something then, Jennifer. All right, birthdays for Thursday, the 19th of July. Alan Gorey is the bass player for the AWB. 66 today. Born this date, 1946. So what? Work to Do is another one of their songs. Let's Go Around Again, another one of their songs. So why do we always do Picking Up the Pieces?
Because this is their most famous.
Oh, it is.
This is Person to Person.
Average white band.
Band.
Person.
Cut the cake. I forgot about Cut the Cake. Average white band. Cut the Cake is awesome. Better than Cut the Cheese, which was the original song, but then they changed it.
Right. Wise choice. Yeah.
Hi, Tony. We've got him taken care of. Bernie Ledden. Is that how you pronounce it from the Eagles? Is it Ledden or Ledden?
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 No.
One of the greatest pop bands in the history of pop music, in my opinion, the Eagles. This guy's the lead guitarist for the Eagles. He's 65 today, born this day, 1947. Take It Easy, Best of My Love is another one of my faves from them. And One of These Nights is a great Eagles song.
I can hear my dad singing along.
Oh, yeah.
Any Eagles song.
Yeah, your father and I would have been in the same band together.
It would have been chummy.
Yeah, well, we would have been as far as his stuff is concerned. Anyway, I don't know about the rest of it. But I find them to be, whether it's just soothing, it's a pleasant experience listening to the Eagles. You don't have to work at it. You just sit there and... Oh, yeah, take it easy. All right, enough of that.
Come on, baby, don't say maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's move to Brian May. Another good pop group. He was the drummer for Queen. No, the guitarist for Queen. And there, see, I don't object to hearing this in reference to Queen. Most of the time, this is what's referred to as their best pop tune. Crazy little thing.
Yeah, it's the most generic, you know, most generic poppy thing, I think.
That too, right.
Without screaming.
How about Another One Bites the Dust is okay.
Oh, sure. Bohemian Rhapsody.
I actually like Bohemian Rhapsody, too.
That's why.
Yeah, right. All right, so that takes care of him. Born this day, 1947. He and Ledden are the same age. Let's drill it down a bit. Somebody younger is Kevin Haskins, who's the drummer for Love & Rockets. I've been left in the dust on this one. What do we know about Love & Rockets?
Me too. I have no idea.
You know what? This song is vaguely familiar to me, but hearing the band's name didn't ring any bells.
But crank this up. It is a familiar-sounding song.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, crank it up. Pop, good pop formulatic song. Formulatic. Oh, yeah. Everybody,
yeah.
We know this song. Right?
Do we? Because I'm still in the dust.
No. This song is, you know this song. I like pop music. This is good pop.
You don't know this one, Dan. I'm alive.
Yeah. I'm alive. It's alive! All right, Anthony Edwards.
I do know him.
Well, there's some sort of a sex symbol, even though he was bald.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right?
Men can be sex symbols.
Oh, yeah, he has a geeky chic thing going on. Yeah.
Dr. Green on ER is where he got started. What has he done? He's been in a couple of movies. He hasn't really done anything.
Not
over
lately.
The top. No.
Yeah.
No. I think he's busy using his head as a soccer ball. Done that and get paid in the summer.
I like the whole geeky thing.
All right, 28 after on Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. I am the Juan Marichal of radio.
All right, let me go to Wiki and see who Juan Marichal
Juan
is.
Juan Marichal was the first pitcher to get a one-hitter in his Major League debut. First time on the mound, got a one-hitter. I remember my first day during the Good Day program. I was in a studio in Cincinnati, Ohio, at WCKY.
Yeah.
And I remember that first morning, I was on the air from 5 to 9 on what was the first day of this program. And this was 1988. 2 years after, I was there for a couple of years at this station. And they were good enough, I did afternoons there, they were good enough to let me use their studio in the morning to start doing the Good Day show. And then almost every day I had a personal appearance, luncheon, that sort of thing. And I come back into the studio. I did 2 to 6. And at 6 o'clock I was relieved by a young former baseball player who had gotten into some trouble. And he was hired, as was the case then and is the case now. We like former crooks, felons. We like people like that on the radio for whatever the reason. But Jack Abramoff, didn't he? Abramoff, he just started a radio show. Any weekend radio? Yeah, okay.
Sure did.
So anyway, Pete Rose would come into the studio, and he put his feet up on the console. And you have to sort of visualize this, Richie. Think about what it's like in your studio if somebody came in and put their feet up on the console.
Like Richard Branson and Bill O'Reilly have done.
Yeah. Right. Yes, exactly. Yep, that's exactly what they've done when having chats with me. They get very relaxed, and Pete would talk about what was going on. I remember vividly, this day in 1990, when Pete had been sentenced to 5 months in prison, got fined $50,000 for filing false income tax returns, never got him on betting, but they got him because he didn't report his income from the cards. He had been the champion hitter, didn't he? He had 4,256 hits, 1,341 RBIs. Lifetime average of 303. Not bad, actually. Not bad at all.
Charlie Hustle.
Yep. So on this day, he had been sentenced, and the next day, he was going off to prison. So as soon as he got out of court, he came down to see me. He came into the studio, and I interviewed him. He had tears in his eyes, and the first thing he said to me when he was on the air was, How'd you like to do a couple of weeks for me?
Wow.
Sad.
Well, it was sad, but he had a an amazing sense of self. He knew exactly who he was, and he was all about Pete Rose. And he never wavered, never fell back from that. He was just a very interesting guy in that he was Mr. Cincinnati and could do no wrong no matter what. In Cincinnati, this guy was the king. He had a Rolls Royce, and he drove it, and everybody knew his car. He had, I think it was P. Rose or something. The license plate was a giveaway. But nobody other than the fellow that ran Chiquita Banana, Mr. Lindner, had a Rolls Royce in Cincinnati. So it was either Lindner or Pete Rose you were seeing. And Lindner had a Corniche convertible, so Pete didn't have a convertible. And he enjoyed being the king of Cincinnati, but couldn't escape this. People on the air just listened and loved him. And it was a very sad moment. I felt very badly for the guy. Because I liked him. And I remember years since we didn't really keep in touch. Once in a while I'd see him. I was walking through I think I remember telling this story on the air, Richie, about, I don't know, 8 years or so ago, I was walking through one of the casinos in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was walking toward me and he looked at me and he couldn't remember my name. I know he didn't, but he came toward me and I went to him. And we had a nice chat. He had just been...
Did he remember you after...
Oh, yeah. No, he remembered... Oh, absolutely remember me. But what... he's like Larry King. Larry King can never remember my name. Never. Never, never,
Larry King can't
never.
Remember his own name.
Right.
Never,
yeah,
feel
right.
Never.
No, we can get too
upset at
that one.
What do you think he just said? Toledo, hello. He calls everybody Toledo.
Yeah, I know. Or Altoona.
Altoona.
So, anyway, now, hold on a second. There's a fight going on here between two flies.
Uh-oh.
Let me see if I can get them both.
Kill them both.
Where's the other? Yeah.
You know, Pete Rose is always in Vegas because he's signing. He's paid to sign autographs at Caesar's Palace.
Exactly.
Memorabilia place.
Yeah. Anyway, to update you on what Pete is up to now, he and his fiance, a lady named Kiana Kim, have been given their own reality show. The series is called Pete Rose and Kiana Kim, A Family Project. It will follow the couple as they blend their families. Now, I know you're going to find this hard to believe. Pete, who's now 71, is marrying Kim, who is a Playboy model. She's 31.
What a shock.
I find that hard to believe, don't you?
I find it hard to believe he's got enough money to still get the 31-year-old Playboy model.
Some name recognition.
That's what I find.
And the fact that
believe.
She can get a reality show out of him.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah. So what do people get paid to do these reality shows? Jennifer, do you know, as our television
expert? It depends.
Expert, what do they get paid?
It really depends. I mean, you can have, when Jersey Shore first started, they were getting paid like $10,000 an episode. Now they're getting paid hundreds of thousands an episode. So it depends on the viewership.
Yeah.
It depends on your celebrity. I would say they're probably not making that much.
No.
But not that much in terms of TV, because for me it sounds like a lot to make $10,000 for an episode.
Yeah.
But look at Kim and Khloe Kardashian are both two of the top earning women
and they have zero talent.
I mean, and then stems, yeah, exactly.
And they didn't have talent, they had somebody add it.
Well, you know what? Say what you will, because
I'm
really over them right now, and I'm with you. But they at least know how to. I mean, they know how
you
to market.
You say that, but as soon as the show starts,
oh no,
watching.
I won't watch the show. Do not. I cannot. It drives me crazy.
All right,
Kim.
I just feel sorry for Bruce Jenner.
I do too, but he asked for it.
The guy goes from being like one of the most respected athletes in the
world, superb Olympic athlete,
to a Kardashian punk.
Right. Yeah.
It's sad.
A punchline for a joke.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to something a little more serious. You'll recall on Monday, I was talking about the demise of TWA Flight 800, which occurred on that date. Monday was the 16th. 1996. The other episodic example of how we can, this is sort of the other side, this is upended, and I say that word advisedly. On this date in 1989, flight 232, which had started its day in Seattle via Denver, headed for Chicago. United Airlines, DC-10, 290-some-odd passengers, as I remember, flying over western Iowa. The DC-10, you remember, was a three-engine plane, and the fin, the top fin in the back, had an engine installed in it, and the fin, I think they call it an aileron. I don't remember what they call it, but anyway, the engine blew apart because one of the fins in the engine had cracked, came apart, blew the engine apart, blew the back of the plane off, in essence. So here is this plane that's like a flying rock. You can't, all the hydraulics are gone. There's no way of steering the plane. They can't control the plane. The situation is so dire. I can remember it gave me, even thinking about it now, gives me goosebumps, mostly because I talked to this guy who was the captain of the plane on a couple of circumstances.
So I'm assuming he made it.
Well, this is, here's what happened, yeah. 181 of the 293 passengers survived the crash. They would not have had this guy, this is back to our what if question. If this guy had not been flying the plane and there hadn't been another captain in the plane who knew the plane, because it was the first flight for the co-pilot in the plane. Never.
Wow.
This was his first time up in the air. So they had this guy, Al Haynes, who at the time was 58 years old and had been flying for United since he'd been 22. He lived in Seattle, and he basically did this trip 4 days a week. Seattle, Denver, Chicago, and back again. That was his deal. He loved it, and he did it, and was, I mean, you know, when you like me going back and forth Boston and L.A., I get used to the crews. So Haynes, who apparently at the time was like the number four guy in terms of seniority flying the DC-10, which wasn't their largest plane, as you move up in seniority as a pilot, you get to fly the bigger planes because they pay more money. So Haynes is flying this plane. The tail just comes off. And he's trying to figure out what to do with the plane. So he and this other pilot who is deadheading to Chicago from Denver, the pilot knows there's something wrong, jumps up into the cockpit. They kick the kid who's in the second seat out. And the two of them figure out how to stabilize the plane using the landing gear and the things that they could control, mostly the engines, because they had no hydraulics. So they play with the stick, and they tell the people on the plane exactly what's going on. Everybody knows, because when this thing fell off the back of the plane.
Then they see the hole in the back of the plane, right?
Well, no, they didn't see the hole because it was above what you could see inside. It was above the tail.
Probably.
They could feel the plane. I mean, you go, there's this terrific explosion, bang, and the plane is all over the place because you can't control it. So these guys figure out, and the closest airport is Sioux City. Now, the Sioux City Airport isn't, I have the little Marlboro Airport next door here. It's about a 2,000-foot runway. The Sioux City Airport, the Pliss plane takes a mile to land it. Needs a runway of at least 5,700 feet. Most of the runways these planes land on, 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 feet. This is a 4,000-foot runway. So it makes no difference how they land the plane. It's going off the runway. But it gets the plane to the ground. They aim for the... I mean, there's some... Richie, you probably could find this on YouTube or something. The audio from the cockpit that is, again, spine-tingling when you listen to it. These guys back and forth talking to air traffic control. Where can we go? Where can we land? And the guys on the ground are just in awe because they don't understand how these people... This plane should have gone down like a rock. They fiddle and fuddle with the engines. They get it. So that they can actually, there's also a video of this
flight
on
what?
YouTube. It's flight 181. No, I'm sorry, flight 232. 232. So anyway, the plane comes in for a landing too fast, too hot, And because the plane, when it lands, got to be going 180 miles an hour. This plane's doing about 240 when it hit the ground. And so the plane rolled over and broke apart. And again, about 110 or 11 people were killed. But if this guy, if there hadn't been another pilot who knew how to fly the plane, and this guy Haynes in the cockpit, done, finished. That's one of those what if things. Are you looking at it with the audio, radio, Richie, or you got audio?
They've done a video. Was there a movie made of this?
Yes, there was a television movie made of it.
Why did a simple engine failure lead to a crash? Now, using advanced computer simulations, we reveal exactly what downed Flight 232.
This is like one of those I Shouldn't Be Alive shows where they reenact everything.
Right. Yeah, nobody should have survived that. Yeah. Al Haynes walked out of there. The cockpit was in a piece all by itself, so the three guys in the cockpit actually walked. They kind of cut him out, but they walked away from it. And he was on he was in the hospital for 3 days. He was off for 3 weeks. And he got right back into the cockpit and went back on the same route and stayed there till he retired. And I remember when I talked to him, he really didn't want to talk about this. And from, sort of, everybody was calling him a hero. What he really wanted to talk about was he was coach of his son's softball league. That's what he wanted to talk about.
Wow.
I mean, his grandson. I think it was his grandson.
Wasn't that around a time when a bunch of accidents were happening with DC-10s? Do I remember that right?
Yep, DC-10s.
I remember people would make fun of being on DC-10s.
Yeah, the Americans.
You sit here and you look at this plane and you're like, that's a weird place for an engine, for a jet engine.
Yeah. The DC-10, there was there's an amazing video of this. DC-10, American Airlines DC-10 took off from Chicago. And the night before, they had changed one of the engines on the left or right wing. I forget which side. And the engines are only held on by four huge bolts. They're called pylons. And the guys, the maintenance guys, didn't tighten the bolts.
Hey, by the way, I'm flying at 4:30 this afternoon. I really appreciate this story.
Meredith said, when I was talking about the TWA flight on Monday, said, oh, this is cool. You're talking about a crash before I get on the plane. So anyway, the pylon was, they were not put on properly. They weren't tightened. So the plane took off, and it didn't get 1,400 feet in the air, and the engine fell off. Fell off. And the plane went down, and everybody on it was killed. I remember that was about the same time, Jennifer. It was a summer day. I remember that. I don't know if it was that exact year, but
see if I can change my flight till tomorrow.
Actually, I found some more video, Richos, but I'm not going to send this to you right now.
No. It isn't. I wasn't aiming this at you, but it is something that happened on this date, and it is a memory that many of us have because the video is just so amazing.
And you know what, Rich? There were two more than competent people there that handled the situation. There are trained professional people that you will be in the good hands of.
I'm sure there are going to be some extras floating around on your flight to Columbia.
As long as they have a stocked minibar, everything's good.
There you go.
But remember, it is a crap can Airbus that you're flying on.
Hey, A319. Yeah, something's going to fall out of the sky. I'm on it, baby.
Most of the time, it's the toilets that fall out of them.
You guys would have a nice memorial show for me, wouldn't
Absolutely,
you?
Absolutely, Rich. Cool. Give you the whole day. Okay. 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time.
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off No. 10 case lots of Mountain House foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Enough of that.
And you know what? I don't mind you doing that at all. Normally, I'm against violence of any sort on the air, but this is horrible. Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. Endless Love from the movie of the same name. Endless Love was the top box office item during this week in 1981. This song, believe it or not, was number one. Oh, what a horrible.
The 80s were such a bad time, man.
God, horrible stuff.
Hi, boy, how times have changed, huh?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
Well, I can't imagine a song that slow being that popular now.
Oh, right. Or at least not in a movie, right? The movies are all action. 800-510-8255, number to keep in mind, because we're going to do a contest of a movie that we, every once in a while, are running up the flagpole, but because it was as good a movie as it is, it ought to be, perhaps there ought to be a sequel to it, and I think there is one in the works, Tucker has told us before. Both of the stars were likable, the story was a good story, it was just a really good action flick. That became, it was the number one, I think, in the box office 2 or 3 weeks in a row during this week in 1994. So, recognize the voices. It won't take you long to figure out the movie, I don't think. 800-510-8255. Then Chucker's going to give us some movie news. So let's, Richie, have the first piece of audio.
Hey, do you mind keeping it under 90? I'm still trying to pay for the dental work.
All right, here is one of the bills, Paxson, or what's the other one? I don't remember. He's a car salesman in this, and supposedly is having an affair with the...
Stop.
What?
You're giving it away.
800. Chucky, you got it?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's a great film.
It's a great film. 800-510-8255. Next clue.
Made a star out of one guy.
Here you go.
Come home one day, and the house is completely empty. And I mean completely empty. She even took the ice cream trays out of the freezer.
Yeah, made a star out of him.
Him, and he
was
very
good. The only thing that was strange about that movie, it went from hard action, and then the middle section is complete comedy, and then it goes back to hard action.
Yeah. Well, it was good. It was a little romance.
It's tremendous, and the action scenes are just amazing.
That scene on the bridge at the end?
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
All right. It was all supposed to be shot, the outside shot in Washington. Anyway, the scene of him on the horse going through the mall.
I forgot about that.
800-510-8255. Last clip.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Yeah, but they were all bad.
And she looked good in this movie.
Yeah, right? She did. Her wow. BB arms and all. Yeah. Yeah. She's real. This was as entertaining a flick as there was around and had been for a long time. So anyway, you figure out what the number one movie was from this week in 1994, and you'll be the winner if you haven't won before on Movie Moments. Meanwhile, there is a sequel to this, right, in the works? Didn't you tell us that?
I don't know. You know, the co-star keeps saying it and saying it. I don't think it's going to happen.
Don't you?
No, it's gone. It's just too long.
All right.
It would be nice, but it's not going to happen.
Here's a milestone. Yeah. On this date in 1985, E.T. was re-released, and that weekend it made an additional $8.8 million. This had been
'cause Spielberg needs a little more money.
Well, but this was 2 years after, and in that era, this is the 80s, mid-80s, that was a pretty good weekend, wasn't it? $8.5, $8, $9 million?
That is pretty good. And by the way, I think October comes out on Blu-ray, which is good for fans.
Does it? Hi, Chucker, what else do you have for us?
Well, tonight at midnight, Doug, this movie, I don't know if you heard of it, The Dark Knight Rises.
Well, that thing.
Heard about it,
yes. Opens nationwide. Perhaps the most anticipated movie since Star Wars Phantom.
$200 million, I've heard, right?
I think it'll do around.
I know how it ends.
Don't ruin it for everybody, because then they'll never listen to you.
The one thing I'll say, since this is director Chris Nolan's last Batman film, I'd hate to be the director who is hired to reboot the franchise. Really. No-win situation. Two other bit of movie news. Steven Spielberg's Abraham Lincoln movie starring Daniel Day-Lewis officially opens November 9th in time for award season. And actor Kevin Kline will join Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Douglas in a buddy comedy titled Las Vegas, which is being described as a hangover for an older
really?
Kevin Kline is great. Doesn't work enough,
no,
in my opinion.
All right, so I'm looking at some of the early reviews for The Dark Knight Rises, mostly positive. Fans don't want to see the negative ones. You were talking about Rotten Tomatoes.
You know, yeah, for the first time in Rotten Tomatoes history, they removed the comment section.
Yeah. So the poll today at DougStephan.com asks, will you see The Dark Knight Rises? And if you do, when would that be? That's the poll at DougStephan.com. Here's Tom in Ogden, Utah. What was the name of our film in question today, Tom?
I believe it to be True Lies.
True Lies with Arnold and
Jamie Lee.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.